Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Basic Latina Podcast, an intimate conversation with friends about love, life, wellness, and everything in between. And I am so excited to get into this episode because February has been bananas. When I decided to do these little love life lesson tips, it came out of me just having a hard time trying to find guests for the podcast, which I'm currently struggling with. Because this is a one-woman show, and I'm trying to stay true to the podcast by only highlighting people of color. And while there's a lot of us doing amazing things, I don't have a lot of people that I know that can be in the podcast who I know directly. So, anyway, February has been a test. I saw a meme the other day that said, March 1st begins 2019 because January and February were just a trial run or something like that. That's exactly how it feels. I don't know if anyone else felt like these past 2 months were a little crazy. You guys are catching me at a weird time where I'm having the most ridiculous week to the point that I'm like cracking up. But I stay grateful and I stay elevated because I would not have all the things that I have right now if it was from me complaining and not working towards what I want. But I want to get into this. My life, love, and wellness tips for the month of February. The overarching goal in February was that it was a constant reminder that I cannot do things by myself and I have to ask for help. And I'm the most stubborn person when it comes to asking for help because, I mean, for a lot of reasons, but the main reason is that I feel ashamed. I feel ashamed to admit that I can't do something. I feel ashamed to admit that I need help. And if I fucked up, I'm ashamed to tell people that I messed up. And it's not because I'm trying to be perfect or anything like that, but people are really judgy. And as much as I'm very transparent on social media with my friends and stuff like that, I can still like feel the criticism. I'm not good at taking criticism. I mean, I'll take it and I'll digest it and I'll apply it, but it still hurts my feelings because I'm super sensitive. And hello, I'm a Scorpio, so we have huge egos. So February was definitely a reminder that I can't do things on my completely by myself. I need help and I need to reach out to people. So my life lesson is to don't be prideful and ask for help. I had a situation where my boyfriend had a situation where something happened to his car. And luckily we got it figured out. But it required us asking a lot of people for help. He had to ask for help on his end. I had to ask for help on my end. And it was really not embarrassing because we weren't embarrassed by what happened to us. But it was taxing and it was frustrating to go through something, get all these different people's opinions, and trying to figure out what the best thing to do. But when it comes to life, there are some moments where we have to let our guard down and not be prideful and tell the people around us what is going on. So that is my life lesson tip for you guys. My love tip that, again, has to do with me and my boyfriend because him and I, our relationship is beautiful in that it has taught me a lot of lessons and it's actually given me a lot of content for this podcast because we get into a lot of good discussions. But you cannot rush things in a relationship. As much as you want something to happen, you have to let it happen on its own. And this doesn't have to do with in a relationship either. If you're single, you can't rush things. And this is a lesson that I've had to learn the hard way. Before my boyfriend, I was single for 10 years, okay? My last relationship was when I was 19. I'm 29 now, 10 years, okay? Of course, I dated in between those 10 years and I had a blast being single. And I recommend that everyone should be single at some point before they settle down. I wanted a boyfriend so badly. I was one of those annoying girls that would put sad quotes about being single and how she was going to be a cat lady. So, I always had a hard time with not rushing me getting into something. I thought that I was going to be an old maid, that I would never find anyone, blah, blah, blah. So now that I found someone, I'm now rushing us to do all these things, to hit all these milestones. And I found myself comparing, honestly, not comparing in a bad way. A lot of the relationships that are around me are friends who've been with their partners for 3+ years, right? And they're hitting all these amazing milestones, and I want to be there, right? I want to hit that milestone too. And it became an issue in my relationship. Now, I don't want to say an issue because I don't want to make it seem like it was bad or anything like that. But it brought up a lot of discussion about what our relationship is going to look like to us and how we just can't compare to other people. So I guess there's two lessons there. Don't compare your situationship to anybody else. And don't rush anything because things that are rushed don't go well, okay? So I'm going to use a stupid-ass example. Women, you are putting on mascara and you're rushing. You are trying to eat while you're driving. Shit like that. I don't know if you're clumsy like me, but if I'm rushing to do my makeup, I'm most likely going to look like a clown. I'm most likely going to stab myself in the eye with the mascara. And if I'm trying to eat and drive at the same time because I'm rushing somewhere, I usually get food all over me. So if you think about it, all the times that you rush to do something, the end result is sloppy. So I am trying to learn not to rush things in my life, especially when it comes to relationships. And my wellness tip is one that I'm trying to implement myself, is that nothing changes if nothing changes, okay? I know that you've seen this on Instagram. I know you've seen this on Facebook. And it's true. You know, how, you know, most people by now have probably completely forgotten their New Year's goals, honestly. There's a lot of statistics that say by February, we are all back to our old habits. I mean, I'm literally sitting in my chair right now, and I can feel my love handle, so I know I'm back to my old habits. And, you know, there's a lot of things that factor into that. Seasonal depression is right at the peak of the start of the year. You know, then Valentine's Day triggers a lot of people who may or may not be in relationships. So there could be a lot of things contributing to why you didn't meet your goal, but it's not too late to jump back into it. You know, don't feel anxious that summer's around the corner or that your birthday's around the corner. You don't look the way that you do. Just try to start fresh again. You know how many fresh starts I have? Literally, I was talking to my best friend the other day and she was like, I feel like every week I'm trying to like get myself ready for the week, but then by like midweek, we're like falling apart. It happens. We're like adults. We have so much on our fucking plate and we're like racing against time. We're trying to work, save, go on vacation, spend time with our parents, spend time with our children, spend time with our spouse, be active, eat good, get enough sleep. It's so much sometimes. So I think it can be taxing to stay consistent with your goals, but then we get into this pattern where we'll make goals, we're really motivated, then we're not, then we get down on ourselves and we're just like, well, fuck it, I'm just gonna not go and do it, okay? But you have to change, I would recommend that you have an accountability partner, but I feel like that's a topic for a whole nother episode. But you cannot be mad that you look back at pictures or look back at your year or this past season and think, well, damn, I didn't meet the goals that I wanted to meet. Okay, because you gave up. Like, and I get it. I give up too. So I don't blame you, but you cannot do that. You have to keep going as hard as it is, keep going. And if that means that every single Sunday you get yourself prepared and every single weekend you're trying to get your life together, whatever the case may be, just do not stop. Think about it. It's a marathon mindset, okay? If you don't know what a marathon mindset is, look up Mylik Teal. She's the creator of CurlBots, and she has an amazing podcast called the My Taught You podcast, and she talks about the marathon mindset. And she's in her 40s, and she's working like she's in her 20s because she is going to keep working hard. There is no like end goal for her. She just keeps going. And that's the kind of mentality we should have. But it starts by making changes. I'm going to use health, like eating healthy and working out, because that's the most easy example for me. You can't continue eating the same foods you were eating before when you weren't losing weight and say, oh, well, I'm not seeing any results. Or not using the gym that you signed up for, I'm not seeing any results. Of course you're not, because you didn't do anything to change. You know, are you still drinking the soda you said you were going to give up? Did you drink the gallon of water that you said you were going to do? You have to literally like make actionable steps. And I think that sometimes that we forget. You look back and you're just like, well, why didn't this happen for me? Because you did not do what you had to do. I know that's a long-winded tip, but this is something that I think it's a little bit of me talking to myself too, because I need to get myself in alignment. But I think that I've been a little triggered this month and I'm trying to truck it through. But those are my life, love, and wellness tips. Let me recap them. Life, don't be prideful and ask for help when you need it. Love, do not rush things. Things that are rushed don't always go well. And for wellness, nothing changes if nothing changes. February has been an amazing month, and it has just taught me how much that I can handle and I cannot handle. And I'm hoping with March being today, right, first day of March, that I will be better as daylight savings is coming and spring is coming, and hopefully I can report some good stuff for the month of March. I mean, obviously, it's not all butterflies and rainbows, but I want to be able to report about how my progress too, you know, and how I'm doing with my personal goals. So if there's anything that you'd like to talk to me about, chat about, you have any questions or concerns, please reach out to me. We're on Instagram and Facebook, Basic Latina Podcast. DM me, private message me, email me, basiclatinapodcast@gmail.com. I'm on all platforms at this point, so make sure to subscribe so you get updates on the podcast when it's being released and new guests. And also, like I told you before at the top of the episode, I am looking for a guest for the podcast. So if you have if you know someone who's a person of color, and they have a small business that you think I should highlight for the podcast, please DM me, private message me. If you know me, text me, call me, or email me. I'd love to hear from you. Okay. Talk to you guys soon. Stay well and take care.